Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Welcome, Manic Monday fans. Today is May 13th, 2013, and we'd like to say thank you for sharing your Monday evening here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight, we have our Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, and she's got a mega show planned for us tonight, as usual. Just so you recognize the voices you'll hear on tonight's show, my name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. Tonight, before I check and see how Paul is doing, I just want to mention two quick things. First, I want to wish everyone a happy belated Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and I hope every mom out there had a wonderful day. And today happens to be my husband's birthday, so even though he's at work and he won't hear this right now, I want to give my husband, my awesome, awesome husband, Rich, a shout-out. Happy birthday, baby. And I also believe today is Leah Aldrich's birthday, so happy birthday to Leah Aldrich as well. So now I have my two things out of the way. Let's check on Paul, see how he's doing up there in Minnesota, and then we'll bring up our host of the evening, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. Happy birthday from me as well, Rich, if he hears this later on. And Jeff Dedue just said yesterday was his birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to him as well. I also want to send my heartfelt condolences to the Blue Note. I was so hoping I would have them to continue to root on. It was very painful after the Wild got beat to see your Blues beat as well. And I had a great Mother's Day over at my mom's and dad's apartment along with my sister. And so that was a very enjoyable day yesterday. So that kind of brings you up to date on me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you had a wonderful Mother's Day. And I hope that the host of our show did as well. Let's bring her up now, the beautiful, the wonderful, the awesome Portuguese princess, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you?
What's going on, Cherry and Paul? Happy Manic Monday. Are you excited or what?
always excited.
I'm super excited. Well, first off, I want to say happy birthday, Rich.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to everybody that's in the chat room. I think it was Jeff. Happy birthday. And happy belated Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. And I hope you had an amazing day. I had such a great day with my mom. And got to spend time with my niece and my brother and my sister-in-law and stuff. So it was great. It was wonderful. The weather was perfect. And just to have your mom see her face, you know, with the gifts that you get and the cards, and just to have everybody together, I love it. So do you know that Mother's Day is actually the biggest day for phone calls, emails, texting, and tweeting and networking?
Really?
Yeah.
I know it's like the second biggest card-giving day as well.
Yeah. It's actually, the second is Christmas. First is Mother's Day. So a little cool fact, but anyway, I'm super excited about tonight's show. Paul, are you buried in snow over there?
I was just off the air. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not buried in snow, but it's been making the national news about an ice tsunami. Have you seen any of those videos?
I have.
No. What is that all about?
It is the spookiest thing ever. One of our big lakes is called Lake Mille Lacs, and it's, I'm going to guess, about 80 miles north of Minneapolis, but it is a big, large lake, and it is known for its fish, and we just had our fishing opener, but it still had a lot of ice on it. And on Saturday, the winds were so strong that it started to blow all these chunks of ice on the shore, and it looks like a moving glacier almost. They called it an ice tsunami, and all this ice just started slowly inching its way on the shoreline and actually hit some of the condos that were right along the shoreline and damaged them. Some of it was 30 feet high. Cherry, wasn't that awesome looking?
That's crazy. I need to see pictures of this. That sounds crazy.
So has it stopped, or is it still building? They plowed it away from the homes, but it's going to take time to melt. But let me tell you, Tuesday, we're forecasted to hit 90.
Ooh. That's naked weather right there, Paul. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm. Not for me, though. So did I hear, I don't know if you talked about it, did I hear, because I was off the air for a second, that there's a new Facebook person now? Is that something we talked about already that I didn't hear? Or?
No. So everybody out there, you guys have to all go like my mom. Well, add her as a friend, whatever you have to do. She is officially on Facebook. Mama Costa is on Facebook. I feel like this should be some kind of music or trumpets or something. And she is like a monster. She is a Facebook monster. I've created a monster. It's crazy, okay? So everybody, her name is Margarita Costa. So it's M-A-R-G-A-R-I-D-A. And the last name is Costa, C-O-S-T-A. Now, do not go on my page to find her under my friends, because I can't even be my mom's friend.
Aw, we don't have trumpets, but we do have this.
That's excellent. But yeah, can you even believe it? I can't even be my mom's friend and my aunt. My aunt is a new Facebook person too, and she joined a few days before my mom. So you guys got to go on there and you have to friend her, because Mama Costa is all about Facebook right now. And she says the cutest things ever. She's so cute.
She is
wicked cute. So, yeah, that's been an exciting little journey, I'll tell you what, because she's old school Portuguese, you guys, and it's difficult teaching them these, you know, to get on the computer and stuff like that is one thing, but Facebook, there's so much going on everywhere, you know, so I just told her the best advice I could give both my aunt and my mom is you have to have patience, because I know everybody out there, we've all had that time where we've wanted to throw the computer out the window.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I got on Facebook today, and they had changed everything, and it was like, we've made a few changes. You know, this is from Facebook. They've got this little notice up there. We've made a few changes, and now you're, you know, where you make a comment is to the right, and everything else is to the left. And I'm like, you know, I can't even find anything on my own Facebook page anymore. And, you know, they make all these changes that you don't even know are coming. You just get on one day and they've, you know, they've made all these changes. And it's like, why can't you just leave things alone for 2 months?
Well, this is the thing. It's like you, once you start to get the hang of the new page that they seem to change every few months.
Yeah.
Then they throw something else at you and you're like, are you serious? Like, I can't, I don't have time for this shit.
I know. It's like every time you finally get used to it, they change it again.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I'm trying to figure out how I can even comment on my mom's page. Like, I'm trying to find settings that say that let the public, you know, anybody comment, because I can't even comment on anything on my mom or my aunt's page. And it's so complicated. I sent them messages. They tell me that because of so many messages that they only respond to certain ones. And I'm assuming that mine isn't one because I got that message, you know. So
check this, Michelle. Last night I was trying to wish people a happy Mother's Day. And, you know, I was saying basically, you know, kind of the same thing to a lot of people. And I was doing it on my phone. And it Facebook came back to me and said, that message is, how did it say it? It said it was negative, or not negative, but it was kind of naughty, or it had some word, but it was either that or spammy. It made it sound like my message was either saying
like repetitive,
bad.
Like the fact that you wrote it so many times.
No, it wasn't.
Probably.
Wasn't repetitive. It made it sound like I was saying something bad. Or that it was spammy. I forget the term they used. But it was really aggravating that they, you know, just because I was trying to say Happy Mother's Day to another number of people, you know, they stopped me.
You
and
are
I was like,
probably
well,
being a spammer then.
It's supposed to be a social network. And here
you were probably using horrible language. We know you, Cherry.
I wasn't. I was saying Happy Mother's Day, sweetie. And, you know, that's being rude or, you know, being bad in some way. Happy Mother's Day, sweetie, is bad. You know?
I don't know. Facebook has gotten out of control. And you know what somebody told me? That if they send a message to somebody who's not their friend, that you have to pay $1. Is that true?
Yes. If you send a message to somebody that is not on your friends list, then you have to pay.
That's just crazy. I don't even know, like, why? Why would you do that after all this time? It just doesn't make sense. And, like, you know, they're going with stocks now, and they're doing other things. Why would they go backwards and charge $1 for a site that's supposed to be free?
I know.
Connect people.
You guys don't know this, but now that they've made all these changes, if I post the show, if I want to promote the show, if I want more people to see it, I have to pay $6.99.
What?
Yes, for every time I post a show.
You have to be kidding me.
I'm
they
not.
Sent you something and said that?
No, it comes up on the post, and if I want to promote the show or for more people to see it, I have to pay $6.99. And most of the time I do. And I've just been paying it. But
that is ridiculous. I mean, like, if anybody knows, Facebook actually originated because of, like, college kids to connect them. We all know that the poorest people probably are college kids. So why would you, I mean, I understand that it's gone to a different level, but, like, seriously, all the advertisement and the sponsors and all that that they get, they really need a dollar. Like, that's just, I don't know, I don't understand it. But, I mean, I guess people do it, and they're not going to stop doing it.
It's just crazy. They will get you in any way they can now.
That's so weird. So, like, what happens if, like, I share something that you put down, like, on your Facebook? So does that mean I have to pay, or?
No, you don't have to pay to share it, but if I want to promote it to more people, like, if I want friends of your friends to see it, and I want friends.
Oh, okay. So, like, you're, like, like, they're giving you, like, okay, this people, we will present this posting that you have to this amount of people.
Right.
Okay, that's a little different. I mean, I can maybe understand that because it could depend on what you're utilizing it for, but it's kind of like you're paying for leads.
But
I still think you shouldn't have to do that. I mean, anybody can
post
anything.
Every way they get you, they get you. And it just really aggravates me. It's supposed to be a social networking site, you know, and for the longest time, you know, it was a free site for everybody to go to, and I just wish that there was something that was competitive with it. That,
yeah, well,
you know,
MySpace is out. That's like
right.
Saying, like, we're going to charge people to put pictures up on Instagram. Hello?
Right, I know.
You know? It's like, but, yeah, there's nothing else like it that was like it was not MySpace, but that's out the window. So there is nothing else.
I know. And that's,
I mean, there's Twitter, but that's a little bit different format, and it's not the same as Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. I wish there was something a little more competitive that would take them down a notch or two and show
let's
them.
Let's take
that,
them
you know,
down, Cherry and Paul. Let's come up with a reality book, and it'll be all about reality TV. We will conquer the world.
There we go. And, you know, everybody has a reality of their own, so.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you have to be a reality lover.
That's right.
Show-wise.
That's right.
Life is reality. So
that's
good
right.
Point, Cherry. See, you know what? I think something is going to go good with this whole concept. I don't know. But I just first want to say, what's up, chat room? Cherry and Paul, do you see that chat room? They're going crazy.
I see they are. We've got lots of guests in there and lots of regulars in there, too.
Well, it must be because, you know, rumor has it. Have you heard the rumor, Cherry and Paul?
I've heard a lot of rumors.
Don't tell anybody, but I heard that Tala from BB Canada will be calling in. That's just a rumor I heard. Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Well, before we start talking about Big Brother Canada, while we wait for Tala to call in.
Yes, I'm twisting my mustache right now, Cherry. What would you like to talk about?
Have you heard about the rumors about the new Survivor cast for Blood versus Water?
You know, funny you say that. I had a little birdie actually send me a little message not even 40 minutes ago and actually told me a very interesting rumor, which I have not verified. I have no idea if that's true or not. But could it be that a fellow Big Brother winner is rumored? Rumor has it that will probably be participating in Survivor. Is that true? Blood versus Water.
What I'm hearing. And he is a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
Just got married. to someone who was on Survivor, and she's going to be on the season too.
Whoa, what a coinky dink. So
what a coinky dink.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's just spell it, I guess, because we're all about spoilers and rumors and all that good juicy stuff that could maybe not be true, but maybe could be.
Do you think I should hit the spoiler button?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we definitely need to come up with a clip that says, rumor has it.
Let's do this.
Rumor has it.
There's our spoiler alert.
Oof. Okay, so this is what I've heard. Cherry, you put your 2 cents in and let me know what you heard. Or maybe 3 cents.
Hey,
or maybe
Mom,
rumor has it. All right.
You won season 12.
Mm-hmm.
Is
so,
dating Kat.
Yeah.
Adores.
The beautiful Kat, by the way.
Is
she's amazing.
Gorgeous.
She is cute.
From Survivor One World.
In.
Will both be on.
But, like, how could they both be on? What is the overall rumor of Survivor, Cherry?
It is.
That's me playing dumb.
Blood versus water.
Okay, so, like, is it about piranhas? Or did somebody get eaten
so.
By a shark?
I think it's going to have something to do with families.
I think it's going to do with families, too. I think it's going to do with families kind of, like, joined up with their family survivor alumni. But the water thing is what confused me. I think it might be maybe fans with family members that are fanatics, too. Because I thought maybe at first, okay, when I read a quick blood versus what, I was like, okay, it could be like them putting the family members and the alumni against each other. But then I was like, okay, no, it's blood versus water. Because I was
okay.
thinking blood and water. So that's why. I don't know. What do you think?
Now, this is from realityblurred.com. I always want to.
I've heard about that.
You know, say where I'm getting my information. This guy writes a wonderful blog. He puts out really credible information also, I will say that. And I will quote him. He says, the returning cast members he's been able to confirm via someone with knowledge of the cast are as follows, though it is possible one or more of these are either alternates or decoys. The cast is sequestered in L.A. and are leaving for the Philippines soon and include the following returnees paired with someone they know. Tyson Apostle from Token Teens, Heroes versus Villains. Eris, and I can't say his last name to save my soul, Bacascas from Panama, Eris. You guys all know who I'm talking about, I hope.
Oh, my God. You are so cute, Cherry, by the way.
Rupert Boneham, Pearl Islands, All-Stars, and Heroes versus Villains. Monica Culpepper from One World, and rumor has it that she may have her NFL husband along with her, Brad Culpepper. And Colton Cumby, One World. Kat Adorson, One World. Laura Moret, Samoa. Gervais Peterson, Borneo. R.C. St. Amour, Philippines. And last but not least, winner Tina Wesson, Australia and All-Stars. Now,
ooh.
Remember, he said that some of these may be alternates or decoys. So
oh, yeah.
We don't know for sure that all of these people that I just mentioned are going to for sure be on. But this is what realityblurred.com has put on their website right now. So, and this guy does come out with some fairly credible information, I will say that.
So, well, do you know, has anybody heard from Hayden?
Hayden just got married. Just got married. Let me bring somebody else up. Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hi. He didn't get married. Lane got married.
I'm sorry. Lane got married.
That's why I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute. I would have heard
Lane
that.
Lane got married. Okay, I'm sorry.
He got married to Misty on Friday. I couldn't see Hayden not at that wedding.
Well, my but they didn't know how long they've been sequestered for.
Right, but Hayden knew, and so did Enzo. Enzo didn't go, but Hayden knew about the wedding for a long time.
But was he there? Do we know?
No, I haven't. I've got a lot of pictures from the wedding, and I didn't see Hayden there. No.
Ooh.
So maybe he did go in for that reason.
Interesting. Now, you named, how many names did you name, Cherry? Like 10?
Let me see here. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 10. Well, there's 11 if you throw in Brad Culpepper.
Okay.
Monica's husband.
Okay, so 11 people, okay? Now, they're not going to have a cast more than 20-something. So it's got to be, say, a couple of, like, maybe one is a decoy, one is an alternate, whatever, say 8. And say they bring their family members at 16. I don't know. I can't see there being another group, but who knows? I mean, you never know. How many do they normally start with? They normally start with, like, 18 or 19, right?
I think 18, right? Yeah.
Okay, so if they have a decoy or whatever, they would have to have a lot of decoys and stuff to be able to get another group in, unless they're just, you know, going past it, or also maybe doing a combination. Like, not only are you getting kicked off, but your teammate, something like that. That would be interesting. I've never done that before. So I'm curious. I mean, but we all know that, you know,
like Cherry says, if Hayden and Kat get married, then she'll get all the money.
They're the cutest couple on the planet. I mean, between them and Jessica Jordan,
two?
I don't know, and Rachel and Brant.
I thought Lane I think Lane and Misty
really
are a beautiful couple.
There are some really cute couples out there, but Hayden and Kat just are so damn cute together. God.
Wait, oh my gosh. I've been able to bring around them a few times the past couple of events, and we've got to spend time together, and we actually went to Arizona to do something a little low-key, and they are so cute. I mean, not annoying either. You just look at them, you're like, oh. yes.
He just got a haircut.
Yeah. Yes, he cut his hair shorter, and he looks great. He looks great. She looks great, and great couple. And I wish them the best of luck. I mean, if they're on there, woo-hoo! I know.
Yeah, we broke it.
Yeah.
We broke that, Cherry, finally.
That's awesome. Now, Joe, have you heard the rumor of who could possibly be calling in tonight? Well, we know she's calling in. We just don't know what time.
Yeah.
Who is it?
From Big Brother Canada, right?
Oh, my God, Tala. It's going to be like a mirror image. I'm going to be like, Tala, I knew I loved and adored you. But then when you started, like, just being yourself and started acting crazy, like, during the competitions with the maze and, like, acting like me, I was like, oh, my God, I love myself. Like, she seriously reminds me of, like, the way she talks. Like, she's kind of got, like, that little raspy voice.
Yeah.
But it's
Well,
just
nobody
like,
is like you, Michelle. Come
no,
on
but
now.
I mean, don't you agree though? Like, she definitely had that vocal connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. And, you know, also, rumor has it, I hear maybe some people might be calling in because they're super duper excited that Tal's calling in. And I'm talking about some.
Hi, Leah. Leah's birthday. Yay.
Happy birthday, Leah.
Did you see the flowers I sent your mother on Facebook?
Oh, my God. You were the first one. And she was like, oh, my God. She called me first and she's like, who's this guy with really long black hair?
She's got to get used to. I change my picture every day.
Well, that's the thing. She doesn't understand stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
and I'm going,
right.
Mom, what's the name though? But she goes, no, the picture, and you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go into fucking
yeah, I know
details.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
But she was laughing so hard. Me and her laughed because, like, she just, like, didn't understand the concept. Like, she was like, oh, my God, but you have to have your picture. Like, they have to see you. Like, how can somebody do this? And I'm like, no, Mom, it's okay. She actually wanted to put the dog up as her profile pic. And I go, Mom, you remember when you wanted to put up the dog? And she goes, oh, my God, I totally understand now.
Yeah, and she put up the dog on the cover photo, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I convinced her. I was like, no, you can do this. I go, but if you're new to your Facebook, you need to have a picture of yourself because then you'd be kind of iffy.
Oh, there's pictures of me on my own Facebook photos, but nobody knows them unless you have seen me, have seen me, and yeah, you know.
But you have pictures up of yourself. My mom, that was her only picture. Like, if her only picture was a dog, come on.
Yeah, right. I even got pictures of you and your mom. So
yeah. Yay. She's just so excited to have all you guys as friends. And I go, you know, I was just saying to my mom, I said, I can't even imagine what's going to happen. If some awesome experience were to happen again and I get back on Big Brother and I go, like, you know, well, how would she, like, even understand how to comprehend what would happen to her? Like, she would probably, like, just have a meltdown. Like, she wouldn't know what to do. Because she would be, like, super, uber-duber popular.
Well, I felt so honored because I was the third one she friended. And I was like, oh, my God, it's such an honor, you know? And she, I felt that way at least because I love your mom to death. So
everybody loves Mama Costa.
Oh, she's the best.
Absolutely,
I have one bit of bad news to tell everybody. Dr. Joyce Brothers just passed away.
Shut up!
Yeah, she was 85.
She was amazing. What a life she lived, and what kind of advice did she give all of us throughout our lives? Not as much now. I think she was as prominent as she was when I remember growing up. But,
yeah.
I mean, I can imagine before me because she was already a staple. But, boy, did she give some sex advice like you just want to hang upside down from a sex thing and read about.
Sure.
Did I just say
she was
inner?
Revolutionary. You know,
mm-hmm.
In that aspect.
Yeah,
you know,
she was one of the
her,
first.
It really wasn't talked about nearly as much, you know?
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
now,
I'm really happy about Hayden, though, if he goes. I really would. Because if you remember, Michelle, when you had Jody on, about 3 years ago, I'm going to say, and she was originally booking him for Survivor.
Yeah.
She found him on an airplane, right?
Yes, yes. I heard
I remember
like
this
that,
conversation,
but,
yeah.
I heard
your show.
Yeah, he had actually tried out for Survivor, and that's the same thing as April of my season. They had cast her for Survivor, and then they switched it up at the last minute, so...
Mm-hmm.
It intermingles, you know. You never know. We might see Kat and Hayden on Amazing Race next, you know. So,
they'll make a great team.
And I'd love to see that on, like, you know, camered up and filmed. And them going in countries unknown and with the languages and the barriers. And I would wonder who drives stick shift. I think Hayden drives stick. I don't know. I feel like that's like one of the most important things that you have to do before going to Amazing Race is learn how to drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I've driven one before, but it wasn't pretty.
Yeah. I can imagine. Don't you drive stick shift up there in New England a lot, though? I would think because of the roads and the turns
No, I don't need any more distractions, like a stick, and I have to keep gyrating it. No.
Say the swing, baby.
I bought a VW Bug. And once I bought it from a guy at work, and once I bought the car, it was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to learn how to drive a stick now.
and that's how
I learned how to drive a stick, as I bought one, and then I had to learn how to drive it.
Ay, caramba.
I had to drive it home.
Oh, no. What the heck was that ride like?
A little shaky.
I hope there wasn't any hills. Like, around here, you don't want to drive stick. I mean, there's hills here that I barely can get up with them on automatic shift, okay? You know, it's like there are a lot of steep hills around here. No.
I used to have one of the old VW buses.
Oh,
when I was young.
Those are the best.
Yeah, they were great for picking up women.
Did you have curtains in your windows?
You could open up that top and, you know. That was my younger days.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my long
parking,
hair.
You know that's parking outside your driveway right about now, Tony.
So are we going to talk about Jody Arias tonight?
Yes, we are. But I want to go back before we talk about Jody Arias. I just want to go back real quick because I have a question. Okay. So you guys all know that Survivor was the finale last night, right? Because you're talking about cats, so this maybe took a bit. Okay. So normally between taping and them announcing the winner is what? It's about 6 months, correct? 3 months of the taping. So how the hell is Brenda ready to give birth?
That's what I wanted to know. That's what I was like, did she mess with Malcolm out there or was it Philip, is that a little Stealth or Us, baby?
No, but I'm seriously, that's what I was thinking. Like, was she pregnant out there? Did she get pregnant there? Because how do you have about ready to give birth any minute? Any minute would mean you're like 9 months, 8 months. Okay, let's give 8 months. Maybe not 9 months.
No, Face One says 10 months ago.
Okay,
it was filmed.
Why would they wait so long? That doesn't make sense. Like, how can you expect somebody to try to keep that a secret that long? Has that ever happened before?
I don't know. No, it'd be especially hard on Survivor.
I don't know. That's just weird.
I mean, you can see it in Big Brother.
Big Brother is happening when it's happening. People are like,
happening.
Oh, my God, how do you feel when you watch episodes at home? I'm like, I didn't watch it for 4 years. They're like, what? And I'm like, no, you don't watch Big Brother. You're in the house if you're there.
Yeah.
If you're for one of the first four to six, depending on the situation, then you're at home. But, you know, you're watching it. So you guys both laugh because I don't know. I was actually in the jury house thing.
We've got such great people in our chat room. Jeff DeDude says in the chat room that day one of the game was May 21st, 2012, almost 1 year later. It was finale, you know, yesterday.
Wow.
So
that's really weird because, like, you know, how Jeff was saying to Malcolm, oh, you know, you only have, like, a couple of days to go home. So, like, he must have just been ready to burst. I mean,
I know. And
keeping all that info in.
Says, oh, Brenda, she should have left Dawn's teeth at the bottom of the water to make her a jack-o'-lantern the rest of the season.
Wow. Well, you know, I was actually surprised. I'll be honest with you. I was actually surprised of the fan favorites. Were you?
I was kind of surprised, but, you know, it they pulled it off. They turned it into a pretty good season.
I like the fact that the two people, even though Malcolm, I could say, yeah, maybe, I was surprised. That's why I was like, it could have been anybody's game. And I'm so happy for Cochran. I thought he did so excellent in everything that he did in this time around. And listening to him and some words, I don't understand a word that guy's saying. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, what? But he really stepped out of his shell. And, you know, he's like living his dream and his thesis and whatever he's done with Survivor, because he's just all around, I think, Survivor fanatic. And it's awesome to see him, like, you know, going through the whole motions of how he said he was afraid to take his shirt off, and then now he took his shirt off and he was winning everything, and it was pretty awesome. I was really happy for him.
Yeah, that game has changed his life. I mean, literally.
That's why I was like, I can't believe he had to wait like 9 months at least to spill the beanos. Well, he didn't know, but I'm sure like he probably figured it out with the jury and how quiet they were. But that's what I'm saying. Like, how can the jury stay that quiet for that long? Like, I want my $1 million and I want it now.
Yeah, they didn't have everybody from the season up there.
Yeah, that was a little weird, didn't you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was very weird. My mother was upset.
Shamar didn't even show up.
Yeah.
Really?
No, Shamar was not there.
That's a little strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I like seeing Richard Hatch there, you know, and a lot of people put a lot of thing, you know, kind of like a stigma on Richard Hatch and with Survivor and with the whole tax situation. And it just goes to show, I think, like, you know, we don't know as much as we know about the whole matter. And if they're willing to move on, it's like, can't we just move on? Because there was supposedly some battle between them, but obviously not.
No.
And, and I love seeing Boston Rob there. The whole
film. And Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. I mean, Rudy was a little...
85 years old.
Yeah, and I was like, Rudy, he looks great, but you could tell he was just in slow-mo.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like in his own world, and I was kind of like a little perturbed by some of the things that would come out of his mouth, and I was just like, okay. Kind of reminded me of Jerry from my season for a minute there. I was like, whoa.
You know, I love Jerry. I always will stick up. I have so many pictures of Jerry, and I put them up.
I love Jerry, too. I love Jerry, too. I mean, I don't agree with some of his views, but that's just me. So I can't take that away from somebody, you know? I can't take away what they know. There's some things you just got to move on. You got to evolve.
Yeah. But, you know, him and Rudy were from a different generation. Totally. You know?
But, like, after you've been on, Like, when you're on Survivor, you're not, I mean, unless you want to hide in a hole, which we know Rudy hasn't, you know, you kind of got to be like, okay, I got to learn, like, what to say, what not to say, and maybe there's things that are said at time of the moment, which, you know, that'd be, I think, if you're back in the game, like I would say, oh, my God, I would never say the things that I said again, but if I was back in the house, I'd probably be saying it, you know? But he's, like, outside the house, and he's saying these things, and it's funny, but I can see where other people could take a lot of offense to it. And even Jeff was like, oh. And he was, like, trying to kind of, like, play it off like, only you could get away with these things, and you would be the fan favorite. And I was like, oh, God, Jeff, just don't keep pushing. Like, you could have just said, ha, 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 only you could say that, but don't say he could have been the fan favorite, because I don't think he would have, you know, and God bless him. I mean, he looks fantastic. It was great to see, you know, how I personally think Real World, yes, they were the first, but I really think that Survivor stapled the reality world. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, I would.
It definitely stapled it, but I mean, it was great, and you know, I really thought Cochran was going to win 7-0. Didn't you guys think so too?
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that's what I wanted. We went on a little tangent because I had a question about Brenda with the pregnancy. But so Jody Aris, okay. So what was your question or comment that you wanted to make, Joe, before I rudely interrupted you?
Well, no, I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because I noticed Cherry put it up on the description of the show tonight.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I watched OJ today. He was in court.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
He
looks
might never get out. He may never get out.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Michelle. I do agree with you. He looked a lot older and heavier, you know.
You know, but I actually was one of the only people that said, you know, that he's not guilty. He will be found not guilty. And I remember I was in high school and we stopped school. And I think I was in 9th or 10th grade. And every room had a TV put in it. And, you know, whenever you get like a TV, you know, you're either going to be watching like some lame science movie, which you can sleep, or something's going on. So we knew that, like, you know, they were going to announce the verdict. And I was the only one that was like, not guilty, not guilty. People look at me. And I couldn't even believe he got not guilty. So.
I know.
Right? So
yeah.
I actually think that he knows who did something. I just don't think he personally killed them. That's just my, that has nothing to do with what I think about right now. Totally two different cases. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, oh, maybe he did do it. I don't know. I can't believe I'm right. It's like justifying, it's justifying the fact that they proved right in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But Jody Aris, I thought that they did an excellent job in convicting her. And do you think that she is going to get the death penalty or not?
Well, you know what? I think they're going to do it. But there's only, what, two other women on death row right now in Arizona? And one of them was put there by Juan Martinez. That jury only lasted 15 minutes. They came back with guilty. But when Wednesday turns around, it's going to be a very interesting sentencing type, or not sentencing, but that he gets to show all the photos again and why it's such a heinous crime and everything like that. And they know how it went down. And if you're going to be watching it on HON, it's going to be, if you're a queasy stomach type of person, I would be worried, you know. I truly would be worried because they're going to show some stuff you hadn't seen before. And Friday, part of the reason why they didn't have it was because there was a bomb threat. A lot of people didn't know that in that courtroom. And they got the guy that, you know, threatened. And he's in jail now. So, but I don't know. What do you think? It's like, would you rather see her die or would you rather see her get life?
I don't know, Cherry. What are your thoughts, Cherry?
Sure. Hold on. Hold on. Michelle, she's not available to talk right now, but
I'm back.
Okay. I have to give a little jab to Shaitan Zoe, a la thanks to Dina.
Dina
says, who's the old man's voice on the air? For once, it's not me she's talking about, Joe.
Yeah, I know. And Paul, and you can shave now, Paul.
No.
Your hockey beard.
Nope. All right.
Mine's wider than yours.
You didn't know what that was about. But anyway, going back to Jody Arias, I missed a little bit of the conversation there, but they're going to be doing the phase now where they determine whether there was enough to actually give her the death penalty.
Right.
And I don't think that Juan Martinez is going to have a problem proving that, you know, there was an aggravated factor in this crime.
Yeah, because they all voted premeditated.
So once what they call the aggravated or aggravation phase is over, then they will have to decide whether she should get, then they will go to the penalty phase. Once they go to the penalty phase, that is when this jury will be able to see many of the things that we, sitting here at home on our couches and watching TV, have been able to see on TV that this jury has never seen before, such as her mother and father being interviewed by the police and telling the police that, you know, she's been, you know, a problem child since she was 14. She was growing pot on the roof at 14, and she's never told the truth since she was 14. That her mother said that, you know, her friends would call her sometimes even in the middle of the night and say, "You've got to get Jody some help. She's crazy." Her father saying, you know, she's just been a problem. She hasn't told us the truth since she was 14. And the tape where we've seen her over and over again doing headstands in the interrogation room when nobody was in there with her, and singing while she was alone in the interrogation room, when she said to herself, "You could have at least put on some makeup, Jody. Gosh," you know, to herself when she was alone in the interrogation room. Those things were considered too prejudicial to go before the jury during the trial portion of the case. But they will get into the jury during the penalty phase.
Wow, and that's interesting.
I can't wait for the jury to see those things that we've been able to see, but that they have not been able to yet see.
But on Friday, her defense team filed a suit with the court that Jody did not want anyone of the Travis Alexander family to get up in front of her live and give testimony about Travis and how much he's missed and how much they miss him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
she
but
wanted
not allowed.
Yeah, she doesn't want them. She's trying to fight that.
The judge will make that determination, and I don't think she will grant them that. I think that they will be allowed to come in and stand before the jury and give their testimony live. That is their due right. And just because they have asked that it be on tape doesn't mean they get it.
Yeah.
The judge
can
say
that?
No. It is their due right to stand before them and say, you know, this is what she has done to us and our family.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anybody should have that right. I don't think that it should be taken away, especially after a conviction and the ending result. I mean, at that point, I think you should allow anything in that pertains to the case that wasn't allowed in, right? I mean,
true.
Because at this point, it's like, okay, she's convicted. Now they need to know, okay, they convicted her with using this evidence. Now if they get the entire evidence, which was some things weren't allowed, I think should be allowed in the next process. I think that's the right of any person who can't be, speak for themselves that have died. I mean, that's their last calling.
I agree.
Family members have sat in that courtroom day after day after day as she has, you know, not only slaughtered their brother, but slaughtered his memory, his character, you know, everything about him. And for, you know, her and her, you know, defense team to now say, now we don't want you to be able to stand up in front of us live and say, you know, what you've taken from us and what you've done to us and our family is ludicrous to me. You know, they've had to sit there and listen to all of her BS, all of her lies, all of her, you know, just lie after lie after lie. Every time that woman opens her mouth, a lie flies out. And, you know, they should be able to say, you know, what she's taken from them, what it's done to their families. And, you know, they've sat there quietly and let her put on her defense.
Let her lie.
Right. And
yeah.
Nobody has believed that the jury has given their, you know, their verdict. Nobody's believed her lies. And now she has pardon my French, but the balls to say, now I don't want you to stand up and say to me, you know.
Yeah, well, she had 18 days.
Yeah.
Well, you know what,
I
don't think
quit.
She has the balls to be like, I want to kill myself. I want to be under suicide watch. Fuck you, you bitch.
You know what
by
I
the
say?
Way, oh, just
use
so
my
you
language.
Know,
I say sharpen a knife, give it to her.
As of 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight, Jody had been transferred out of the nut place back to her old prison.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean.
So she's not nuts. So that's.
She's
that's
not
what
nuts.
They were going
she's just
for.
Facing the facts of reality. That's where reality book comes from. And Jody Harris can be our fucking promoter. Anyway. Just kidding. Because we wouldn't want that to come back.
She's not nuts at all. She was very calculating in doing exactly what she did. She knew exactly what she was going there for. And she accomplished what she went there for. Well, actually, she didn't accomplish. She wanted to go there and talk him out of going to Cancun with the other girl. She didn't accomplish that. So her plan B was if she couldn't accomplish getting him back, then she was going to kill him, and she did accomplish that. And
she left that poor dog downstairs for 5 days without anything.
You know, the guy
she
that
doesn't
went
give
up
a crap
to,
about anything. That's why I say,
but herself.
You know what? I don't want her to die. I want her to suffer.
Well, she will. She will for a long time because it takes a long time for them to get anybody to the chamber.
But it also lets them continue to use the legal process to, you know, I'm on death row, I want to have another trial, and just gets to utilize and abuse the system where it could be used in other aspects. And, you know, that's the state paying for that. And so I want her to just go to jail forever and ever, and that's it. I don't want
and
her
no
to be able to abuse
parole.
The system anymore. I don't want her to be able to dress up and put makeup on, Jody. You know what I mean? No.
Because once she goes,
life in prison, she does have to go and live with the general population, and I don't think she's going to like that very much, because some of those girls would kick her ass.
She's going to be in solitary. She's going to end up in solitary.
She'll be in solitary in death row.
If she goes to death row, then she does get a solitary room.
Well,
and
wait. I think that also if she doesn't get death row, that she'll be put in solitary because of how popular she is. She needs to be put in a segregated area away from everybody else just because of her, I guess, value of famousness that they will put her. So solitary itself for me is like good. I don't want solitary death row where she can somehow try to wiggle her way out of it. I want solitary, that's it for life.
Phil made a good point in the chat room. He said, you know, she claimed that once she tried it with she tried to cut herself with a disposable razor, but it hurt too much, so she stopped.
Oh, jeez.
You know, imagine what she did to Travis while he was standing there watching her stab him over and over and over. He's looking in the mirror while she's stabbing him in the back after she's already stabbed him in the heart and he's bleeding out and coughing up blood while she's stabbing him in the back. He's looking in the mirror, seeing her, the girl he's dated, and,
While we're at it. Let's take pictures while we're at it, because the first thing you think about, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
unbelievable.
He's just the most cold-blooded killer there is. And
but she's very, the thing about her is she's so cold-blooded. She's like one of those people that you're going to see on, like, Dateline, NBC, murder mystery, you know.
They've already done it.
They're already making a movie. One of the movies is almost finished already for Lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because she's one of those pretty faces, and then, like, it goes into, like, a skeleton, a black skeleton cloud face, you know, kind of one of those things.
Yeah, well, they always talked about her eyes, how you looked in her eyes and they were soulless.
Yeah, cold eyes.
Yeah, very, very cold. But you know what? I don't mind seeing women like her put to death through. But lethal injection is too easy for her. But I tend to agree with you, Michelle, that I think that she should be put in a room, because if that happens and she's in solitary, she gets only 3 showers a week and 3 hours a week in to walk around outside. Otherwise, she has to spend all that time by herself, which wouldn't be bad because we know she's schizophrenic, you know?
Well, I really hope that she continues trying to kill herself, because if she's trying to kill herself, well, this is horrible to say. Sorry, I can't even say this.
That's okay.
I wouldn't want anybody to kill themselves. But, like, she's feeling pain from a little disposable razor. So it seems like to me that every time she tries to go to the salt, she's going to get right to that point and going to stop because of the pain. So that's torture to me. Great. Torture yourself. That sounds perfect to me. Bring it on, because she's always going to take herself right before the brink, and then she's going to save herself, and then she's going to do it again, and then whatever way, she needs to suffer, you know, for what she did. I personally always have thought that a person who takes out another person, if they're given the death sentence, should be taken out the same way that they took out the other person.
I agree.
Period. Period in the story. And it's not about human nature or whatever. It's really about human to human. You want to do that to another human and take their life, then you should have it done to you.
That's true.
Period of the story. Whether it's vehicular manslaughter and you would DWI or DUI or whatever it was, you should get hit by a car. But you should be sitting there waiting for the car in a chair.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to, you know, it's like, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't know if I believe in the death sentence, because I think that people should be punished for their actions. And I think that's a bitch way out. Like,
that's a
bitch way out, you know? And, I feel like, you know, you need to man up to what you did, and you want to commit suicide or whatever, that's a bitch way move, but you want to man up to that big, such a great thing. You hold in someone's hand is their life, and you take it away from them, then you should think about that every day and hope that you turn that positive into a negative. And you teach the next person, whoever it may be, your story and how you made yourself better. But the thing is that these people continue to do wrong. Not everybody is a second, third, fourth offender. It could be from passion or whatever. You do it once, unfortunately, in this aspect, you'll do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a white lie. Oh, was it sunny today? Yeah, it was sunny. No, it was raining.
Well, you know, she's given so many excuses. You know, her first one was that she wasn't there. The second one was,
but she was there.
The ninjas did it. You know,
she
the ninjas came in and did it.
The
and then the third one was that she had to do it because it was self-defense. And
from the ninjas?
From Travis. And so, you know, I mean, and then, you know, of course, with that self-defense came the fog.
The mist.
Dan has the mist. She has fog.
Yes.
But, you know, she's just told so many lies. And then she had to just slaughter his reputation by saying that he was a pedophile. And that is like the lowest blow of all. Because
yeah, that was really sad.
They searched his home. They searched everything there. Every bit of his home, his computers, everything that he had was searched. Every computer he had, every laptop, all of his home, for any sort of pedophilia that might be, you know, there. And there was not one item of pedophilia in his possession. So for her to drag his name,
and she said
through
that,
the mud
in
like
that in that after interviews that they did right after her conviction, the Fox Channel in Phoenix, she was still saying that.
I know.
That he was a pedophile.
And then she said that she was glad it was over because now his brothers and sisters could remember him however they wanted to.
Yes.
Like, you know, she knew the truth, but they could remember him however they wanted to now.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. We're back on air.
I got cut off. About that, okay, so they can see, you said that she, like, opened up the eyes of the brother and sister and stuff. So if he did that, then she's bigger asshole for not telling authorities ahead of time that he was doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Well, they searched,
you know,
everything,
like,
and they found nothing.
Shame on you, but who are you? That's like, just like, you know, the Boston Marathon bomber. You know what? You didn't come forward. Shame on fucking you. You didn't come forward. It's your civil duty as a human being that when you see something wrong happening, that you need to say something. But at the end, okay, not everybody can do that. But then don't turn around and throw it in somebody's face and make yourself seem like you're the one that's the cream of the crop and putting down people. Like, you know what? You may or may have not killed this person, but then you're going to put down the family of somebody who's dealing with this, whether you did it or not.
In
if
all those years,
it,
they
if
waited
if you didn't
for
do
that.
It, yeah. If you she didn't do it, then why is she be more respective to the family?
Right.
That's defensive mechanism number one. Throw it all. Throw the shade on everybody else. Anybody you can throw it on. Even the victim, that's all she does.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Absolutely yeah, I disgusting. Just, I can't wait to watch this because then I go into the Trayvon Martin case after that, you know, with George Zimmerman. That's the next big case, but it's going to really, I don't know what's going to happen because there's so many good new shows coming on for the summer, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I you know, after coming from the Casey Anthony verdict, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm still like, what the hell happened with our system?
Yeah,
and
but at least this worked, Michelle.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm happy because I think that this was the next big one between Casey Anthony, correct?
Yeah.
And so us as a nation, especially with everything going on, you know, I think we needed it. We needed justice to come and prevail with, like I said, with everything going on.
Oh, yeah.
Justice has been prevailing left and right.
If they would have come back with something less on this verdict, I think I would have lost my...
fucking marbles.
Well...
just say it, girlfriend.
My belief in our justice system would have been lost.
Yeah.
After OJ and the Casey Anthony verdict, I needed to have my faith restored in our justice system, and this one actually finally reassured me that our justice system does work, and I was getting worried there for a little while.
And I'll be honest with you. You know what, Sherry? I honestly thought that looking at the evidence that OJ was completely guilty, but I had this weird feeling that he was going to come out victorious, and he did. But with the Casey Anthony, it's just so much time between those two cases that you talked about. I mean, we're talking about maybe at least a decade, and we're talking about new age equipment. We're talking about, I feel like Nancy Reagan now. We're talking about new age equipment. We're talking about just different types of policies in how they run a case. And so I just really kind of was really thrown back with the whole Casey Anthony thing. And I still to this day think that what a big mistake. I don't know who dropped the ball, but somebody did. And I don't think that she's...
I was very upset that her mother, Michelle, changed her testimony towards the end and backed her up. But,
you know,
moms are moms, you know. But
At the same time,
they
did
the same thing to George. George Anthony made him sound like he was a pervert screwing his daughter.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. When I say throwing shade means throwing the shade that way.
Yeah. Most women, if they're up for a murder case, it seems like they're using that, and I'm not trying to seem sexist, but they're using a case where they'll say that this person was a pedophile.
Well,
you know,
you don't sound sexist. I think they made a woman murderer a sexist statement.
Yes.
They've made it out to be, a woman murders only for purpose. There's a reasoning behind it, you know. But there can be women that are cold-blooded murderers, but yet that's why we don't see a lot of serial killer women.
No, you don't.
Well, you know, why? Because it could be a lot, but they've gotten out of it because of circumstances that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Throwing shade at the left and the right, and anybody in front, you're screwed. The back is screwed. Whoever they can put a light signal on and get the attention taken off them, women do that so well. And that's why you always have these high-profile cases, especially when it comes to women.
Yeah.
You know, they always...
because you don't usually get them, you know.
The victims. They're the ones that are being abused. They're the ones that are lashing back. It's revenge from them getting beat and stuff. But at the same right, it's like, okay, they never did anything before, and then they stuck up for themselves. But couldn't they just stuck up for themselves by just going to the police? By telling a friend, by telling a family member, by telling anybody?
Yeah. Well,
you know?
That was, I think, maybe Michelle, was one of the biggest parts of the trial was when they read off his texting to her in May of May 26, where he called her sheer evil. And it was the worst
thing that ever happened to me. You are evil. And he said, you are the worst thing that ever happened to me. What was it? You are evil.
And then something
and
else.
You scammed me.
Yeah, right.
And that there had to be something. Normally when you think of somebody scamming someone, you think of money. But I think, and this was brought up on many of the shows that we watched, that she may have brought out that sex tape. He didn't know he was being taped that night.
Well, whatever.
She knew that she was recording it, but he didn't. And she kept that for how many years?
Yeah.
And she may have brought out that sex tape and played it for him and said, if you go to Cancun with her, I'm taking this to the bishop. And that is one thing that was, you know, brought out that people were, you know, thinking that maybe why he said you scammed me.
That's what I think too.
And so, you know, there's other ways of scamming people besides money. And that is what many people believe happened, is that she finally played that sex tape for him, trying to use it as leverage over him because he was going to take her to Cancun. And when that didn't work, then she started planning this whole thing to drive down there. She stole the gun, she drove down, and she killed him.
Well,
we know she was there. We know that she took pictures of the dead body, or could have not been dead at the time, you know.
Oh, he was dead 3 times.
Yeah. So
Wednesday we'll find out from the medical examiner exactly how he was murdered, but everybody kind of knows now. So
there,
if she had just stabbed him in the
dark.
Heart, he could have run out outside in the street. I would have done that. Naked or what, you know? But that's why she had to go after him so many times. But the worst was when she cut his throat.
Yeah. I mean,
that was terrible.
She went beyond, even if it was self-defense, and even if she jumped in while there was ninjas.
Can you imagine that scene?
I mean, what the hell? It sounds like a fucking goddamn movie. I mean, ninjas, really? Like, out for him. You know, yeah, out for what? I mean, really. But,
that's,
you know,
true.
It is what it is, but, you know.
She made that story up overnight once she knew that they had enough evidence. The investigator wouldn't show her how much evidence they had, but she knew that they had evidence that she was there. And so she thought about it overnight, and she thought, okay, they know I was there. What do I say?
If ninjas showed up while you were there, I would be like, ninjas showed up.
And she tried to play it off like she was the hero. And so, you know, that she shoved over the feet. There was a male and female ninja, and that she pushed over the female ninja and tried to save Travis. But, you know, and she was so sorry that she didn't stay behind and, you know, and do more for Travis.
I'm a boxer. I'm afraid of ninjas, okay? I'm a boxer. I'm afraid of a ninja. Like, a ninja is not going to be taken over by a damsel in distress. Get the fuck out of here. Unless we don't know something about Judy S. as a ninja in her past life. I mean, come on. You took over not one, but two, but possibly three ninjas. Get out of here.
Yeah. And the gun didn't have a bullet when it came to her. It's like, and he didn't even own a gun. You know, so.
That's why for me, I'm like, you know, we've already wasted enough money. Let's just keep it moving. Let's put her in the fire for the rest of her life. And you know what? Put her in the civilian life. For me, God bless her. If she gets a beating and she dies, good. That's the. I don't want her to get lethal injection. I want her to get a Class A beating.
Well, like they did to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
They put him in with the general, and he didn't last too long.
No, and that to me is justice served.
Yeah. Well, some good news. Did you know that Minnesota turned a gay state today?
Oh, my gosh. Paul, you're gay. Woo.
Paul could get married.
Paul.
Hit him in Seymour.
In the snow, babe.
I don't know if that is the right terminology to use there, Joe, but what he's talking about is...
As of Rudy, it's queer.
Yeah,
what?
But I just said gay.
If you watch Survivor, Rudy kept saying queer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's the only one that can really get away with that.
Yeah, and he would be voted fan favorite. I was like, what fucking planet are you on, Jeff Probst? Like, come on. That is not a terminology you use. Probably 30 years ago, even when fucking Survivor first started. Sorry.
How was your thing? I know the governor's going to sign that bill tomorrow, so everything's going to be nice up there.
Woo!
You know? Yeah. That's good, though. That's good. I think my state's next.
For a gay pride parade. Ow. I'm ecstatic.
Now.
Paul's not
Paul,
saying too
where
much.
Are you? Paulie.
I'm here. I didn't know if I... Anyway.
Maybe some of the wild players will come out.
What Joe's talking about is our legislators approved same-sex marriages. There was a vote in the House of Representatives end of last week, and today the Senate voted for it. And the governor has already said he will sign it probably tomorrow. And unless there's any kind of lawsuit, it will go into effect August 1st. So,
Paul, how exciting. Well, you know, Rhode Island just became the 10th state to approve the same-sex marriage. So will you guys be number 11? Is that what it is, Joe?
It'll be number 12, Delaware.
Delaware. Those damn Delawareans.
Delaware was last week, and so we will be number 12.
And I think
they did it because they had a size problem with Rhode Island, because we're the first smallest state, and then the second. Those punsies.
Well, I think we're going to be the 13th Illinois, because it passed in the Senate and it's stuck currently and ready for a vote in the House.
Hello, people. There should be 50 freaking states because you can collect taxes. I'm just throwing that out there, stupid dupids. I'm not a, government type of person, politics. But hello, when it comes to taxes, I know you guys love it. You can take taxes from them. Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't try to stop something that you can't.
No, you can't.
Achieve from it. Achieve from it, people. And get your taxes from them. They actually are probably going to stay married longer than straight people from the ratings that we have nowadays. So,
you know, and they deserve it, too. They have a loved one in the hospital or something, they can't even go in and visit, you know,
what
because
about
they're not
benefits
considered family.
And all that.
That's just disgusting to me. That they can't even go in and visit because they're not considered family. I would lose my mind if I had a loved one and, you know, seriously ill in the hospital, and they said to me, no, you can't go in because you're not family. Excuse me? I would blow my ever-loving lid.
She would turn into a ninja and show Jody Arias what a ninja really is.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what some of those poor people have had to endure.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know,
that doesn't make sense. Who are we to judge other people?
That's exactly right.
I think Providence is a beautiful city to get married in.
Yeah, Providence is very, when it comes to the life of gay or transgender or, you know, however you want to call it, there's
right.
a lot of different.
The LGBT.
It's a very, very prominent gay community. I mean, Providence is a really, really great place to party. I mean, and we're so close to Providence and Provincetown, and it's trickled down, I think, to that. But it to me is shocking that we weren't the first state. And as a Rhode Islander and as a human being, I'm very happy to say that we finally have taken the step towards moving on to the next steps that we need to take. I mean, we just focus too much on the little things, and the big things get pushed to the side, and I just don't understand. I mean, there's so many more important things, like murders and different types of stuff that just, I feel like, aren't really put at face value in the spotlight.
True,
you know?
I agree with you, Michelle. I think, within the next 2 weeks, we'll have Illinois on that, voting for it totally, too. So, and I know our governor says, just hand it to him. He'll sign it, you know. Because this year, our gay parade is so big. There's over 1 million people that come to see it. They broke it up into 2 days now. The parade, two
well,
different parades.
Joe, I can't wait to see your outfits because they better
I don't
be
think so.
Ridiculous.
I want to get Luan
they
up
have
here.
A long black wig on. That's what
no,
I'm
I want to get Luan on a float.
Ooh,
we
I
get
to get
some big
brother.
Get some big brother people. Have a big brother float. That
Ooh.
Would be hilarious.
That would be great.
Could you imagine that? Because everybody here watches Big Brother. This is one of the biggest cities for Big Brother. So.
Yay, Big Brother. Well, speaking of Big Brother, you guys, I got a message from Tala, and she actually had a meeting, and unfortunately it went a lot longer than she thought, and she's not able to make it. But we are super sad, but she said she will come on next week. So she's really sorry, and she's probably falling down some stairs right now. Very
Aww.
Eloquently for us. And I've actually stood
That's
in the tower for much of the night because you guys know that she and me sound so much alike. Woo! Love it.
Yeah, next week, just you and her should talk to each other. Nobody else talk. And then we'll try to figure out who's who.
Yes. And so she feels really bad. But you know what, you guys? These Canada people, we're trying to get them to learn how to do Twitter, and it's really complicated. It's become a job in itself, okay? So I've been working on getting anybody from Big Brother Canada, the newbies that have gotten out, like Suzette, and we had Liza and stuff, have gotten adapted to it, but I think it's just way too much. Not that they don't know what they're doing. I think it's too overwhelming. People are fucking
true?
Attacking them because I send Tala or I send my lovely Gary, which I want to talk about that real quick, and just Jillian and whatever, and like they're getting 3,000 times messages every time I send one. So,
right.
you know, you just got to let them go at their pace, and she feels really bad. But I do want to talk real quick. We have a couple minutes, not really, but just real quick. I still feel awkward about the finale. Do you guys?
I do. I did not know initially what had happened. Apparently, when they went to commercial break and behind the scenes with Topaz, but I initially, from what I watched, I was thinking it was all a theatrical setup. But apparently, it was not, and she genuinely did screw up. I did love Gary. I really enjoyed watching him, but in my opinion, between the two of them, I think the right person won. So it was almost, I'm sorry. You know,
well,
I know
you
probably
know, I agree with you, but it really, in retrospect, if you think about it, if the vote was put where it was supposed to, that it would have been a different outcome. And we're not talking about like, oh, it's just one vote, it's not going to matter the outcome. We're talking about the purpose of the outcome. I think Jillian deserved to win. I think she did a great job, especially with all the blood on her hand, for being able to get those votes. God bless her. She did great. But
and I think it
I
goes
mean,
back.
Awkward. I felt like so weird watching that. Oh, God, it was horrible, Paul.
I did, too. I will say this, and like I said, I really enjoyed watching Gary. He reacted to this whole thing with so much class, don't you think?
I mean, as much class as you can get. I mean, he just is like A1 class A act. You know,
and let's remember,
and
he's only 21. So, I mean, for a young kid like that to carry himself the way he did, I just can't say enough about it, Michelle.
Yeah, you know, I Jillian, she didn't quite have a story, and I really don't think that makes you deserve to win. That's why we have fan favorites and stuff for America to choose that side of people's lives, because, you know, you're playing a game in the house, and, you know, Jillian doesn't give a fucking crap about what you went through in life, but watching Gary and his story and everything, and, I mean, how can you not love him? I think that a second chance should not be a mar towards his continuation of being on Big Brother Canada. I think it should be like, hey, that guy came back. And he still made it to the end. And for me, that would have been like, he deserves to win it. Where
all right,
they're in the house looking at it a different way, which I would probably do the same thing, you know?
I agree. Here's the two issues that I have. I don't think it was right that he had spent all the time in the jury. Like the U.S. does, if they're planning on bringing somebody back, I think it was more fair that they should have been sequestered. And then the other thing is, I think he was brought back a little too late in the game. I would have liked to seen that he came back with more time left. Those are my only two issues, but he did phenomenally well for what he was given, and it was not, you know, it was not his fault. That's what the way the producers set it up. So,
well, he also made it through an eviction. He didn't get evicted.
Yep.
He won POV, so he won his place there. It's kind of just like saying, is it fair that Dan brought me in the jury house to an island while he's in the house, you know, and he ended up winning, you know? So the backlash where it is with Gary, he didn't win, where he should have won if whatever happened with Topaz happened, but it didn't. But Dan won, even though it had nothing to do with bringing me, because that had nothing to do. Like, I actually exposed the truth that everybody found out, and even Dan, about how he brought me, and he thought that he actually had me go back and say, vote for Dan, but he didn't realize that I actually was doing opposite. You know, but that's what they perceived it to be. So do you think that's fair that he was able to get somebody in the jury house that has that power to be able to go and say this, that, and the other, knowing that this person's in the jury house? I mean, we're talking about the jury house, like going back in the house and then getting past a duo. You have a duo. You have alliances. You have people already forming alliances, and, you know, they're going to get you out. For me, it's like, hello, he fucking got the power veto. Fucking he's the winner for me. So he was my pick from day one. Just that coming back and then getting it, I was like, woo-hoo.
I wonder, you're part of booking, or I'm not going to say booking, but getting the people in New Hampshire. Gary would be a great person to bring out.
You know, like I said, it's been a very difficult process getting in touch with these Canadian folk. I'll tell you, I don't know what type of fucking emails or what kind of internet to use in, but I give my email address and they say that they can't get a hold of me. I don't know what's going on, and Phase One knows what I'm talking about. So Phase One's out there. Can I get a hell yeah? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I need to learn Canadian internet talk because, like, I can't I can't seem to be corresponding with them. And I don't know. Dude.
You'd be so great in New Hampshire.
I feel like hell right now. And I fall from the podium. You know? But anywho, so... we're going to work on her, and you guys know that I've talked about this, but I am in talks with Marsha the Moose.
Yay.
Oh.
So I'm really, like I said, these Canadians are really bad with getting back to freaking...
Oh, Michelle, I know it's hard enough to get a hold of them, but how cool would it be for them both, Tala and Marsha, to be on at the same time? If you could swing that...
Well, you know what? Maybe it's meant to be, people. Maybe it's meant to be that Tala's not here. And maybe within the next week, we can have Marsha figure out how to use Twitter, because you know Marsha's a moose. And Marsha doesn't have fingers like we do. She's got, like, claws. So it might take her a minute to get back to us. So if they can have us, if we can have them both on, that will make up for today. But even though we didn't have her on today, I really think that we did good, right? Right?
Yeah.
Like, Tal would say, like, love it. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm going to change it for just a moment. Have y'all heard about how bad the American Idol judges are arguing?
Well, yeah, they're all fired.
Randy Jackson has already said that he's not coming back next year. And Jennifer Lopez has I think that's the right one. Which one is on there right now? It might not be Jennifer. Which one is on there now?
Mariah Carey.
Jennifer
Lopez.
Yeah.
It said that Mariah Carey, I think, is the one that fired Randy Jackson. One of them, Mariah Carey or Jennifer Lopez, won. Whoever won had Randy Jackson as her manager for, like, the last 15 years, fired him. And they're all, like, infighting right now. And
you know what? It's like American Idol, I think that they're doing all this because they don't have right now the ratings. So they're like using the inside scoop rumor has it.
Yeah.
And building up on it. And you know what? I'm really over it. I was in American Idol pool with Eric Stein from Big Brother 8, America's Player. And I'll be honest with you, every pick I made every week and making my top 10 pick came from my last vision of the worst or, you know, the funny moments of American Idol before they made it kind of thing. And I never watched after that. And I made it almost to the end of calling out who leaves every week or who stays. Down to the final third, so I was top three on that, and then I was last in my picks for top 10. So no, I didn't watch it. So it just goes
to
show you, it's like
American Idol.
Moving on, you know.
I just love The Voice so much more than American Idol now. American Idol to me, it is just, I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, and you know what, The Voice for me too, I think it's like, I realize that they've become reality type shows where there's so many twists that it doesn't really matter how good a singer you are. And I think, like, you know, Big Brother and Survivor and Amazing Race, it really doesn't matter what type of person you are, a nerd, athletic, anybody can win it. But like, if you're like in a singing competition and you sing good, like, you should win.
That's right.
You know?
And that's what I like about
and
The Voice.
And so I've like lost interest in kind of like the singing and all that kind of competition.
That's what I like about The Voice is they don't get to see what they look like. You know, they're just listening to their voice. And they pick from what they hear with their ears. They don't get to see them. You know, they're picking by what they hear with their ears, and they're not seeing that person, seeing whether they look like a nerd or whether they're, you know, tiny or large or, you know, geeky or, you know, the color of their skin or, you know, any of those issues. They basically are just listening to their voice, and that's what it's about, is how well they can sing. And I love the way it's set up. I love the way they do the battle rounds. They have, you know, all the I love the way that show is set up. It's another Mark Burnett production. I love the way he does his shows, and it's just set up so well, and it's, I think, taken over much of American Idol's viewership, and they're struggling. They're struggling bad, and it's showing not only in the ratings but amongst the panel of judges. And if Randy Jackson leaves, that's the last of the originals.
Come on, dog, Che. Don't say me, dog.
I know. Our dog can't leave.
They're
dog,
all gone.
Oh, woo, 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 woo. But you know what? Good riddance. I mean, I got fucking too much on my plate anyway. Big Brother's coming up. I hope you guys have seen the goddamn freaking commercials.
No, I can't wait. I just thought I was in the house and settled by then.
It just gives you
grief.
A fucking orgasm. I'll fucking be honest with you people.
Michelle, I'm working. I told Cherry I'm working on a new Big Brother 15 hat, so I'll make sure you get one.
Yeah, well, I fucking am playing with myself thinking about it. I'm just ecstatic over it. I can't wait, especially after this Big Brother Canada. I'll tell you what. I'll be honest. Screw a new fucking cast. Fuck that shit. Let's bring back some all-stars. God damn
there you
it.
Go. Next
Good
year
Lord.
Has to be all-stars. Next
I mean,
year has
on.
To be all-stars.
It's got to be, mister, and it's got to be with the Portuguese princess because
but
you know what?
Get your butt
Manic
ready.
Mondays will be prepared if I'm not here. So let's get the commencement started.
Get your butt
let's
ready because next year has to be all-stars.
Let's put the bullshit to the side and let's get it going, you goddamn bullshitters.
Let's start a Facebook page now. We want Michelle Costa on All Stars of Big Brother. And,
there you go.
And
good Lord, I'm ready to goddamn be a freaking hypocrite to everything I say on this show and act like a complete fool.
I'll set up a Facebook page, Michelle Costa for All Stars on Big Brother, and we'll start getting signatures for those people over at CBS. And
fly on the wall.
So
I'll tell you what, though. CBS is the flies on the wall because NBC and ABC are dropping like a flies.
They are.
Slowly but surely, CBS keeps building it up, and all else is crumbling down. But know what doesn't crumble? Manic Mondays. Because why? We're just the reality junkies you love to hear. And we bring it to you guys every week, don't we? Sherry and Paul and Chi-Town Joe.
Thank you.
He's a staple here. And I just want to also emphasize again, before we leave, that Mama Costa is on Facebook. Please stalk her and harass her for all her life is worth. She's living for it right now. Margarita Costa, if we can pop it up again and have everybody stalk her life, because I think she's already called me a few times because you guys have been stalking her.
Oh, she's great.
But stalk the shit out of her because the things that come out of her mouth, I will pump her up with that wine, and then she's all yours.
Can you imagine? I mean, she's going to get as big as Laura McDonald.
She's adorable.
She sure is.
Costa touched the lives of many. And I came to the conclusion that Mama Costa and Papa Costa need their own show. I sat back the other day, and I just was like, what the hell am I watching right now? This needs to be on TV, and I feel like I'm doing a dishonor to the American public by not putting them up on TV. It was ridiculous. I mean, every day these people got something that you just won't believe. So it's a little bit short, Mama Costa will let you into her life while she figures out Facebook. Will you be a part of that? Will you be a part of what we talk about next week? Who knows?
Absolutely.
But please harass Mama Costa.
I finally remembered the word Facebook used. They told me it was either offensive or spammy. So me saying Happy Mother's Day to people was offensive.
Spammy.
Offensive
no.
or
you
spammy.
Spammy, you. You're a spammy.
No, you know why? Because you wrote it to individuals in a row. Because I saw that myself and how you did that. And that's why they go after you, because I used to do that. Now I try to put out like a all-encompassing thing, you know, like for Mother's Day thing. Unless there's one or two personal people I send it to, you know.
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, you know, Facebook.
You were a radar on the Facebook.
That's offensive.
Radar.
Me saying Happy Mother's Day is offensive. Really?
They think
Facebook.
It's spam in their eyes.
Sherry, you were put on the radar, and you just got to deal with it. You Jody Harris of Facebook.
Excuse me?
Just kidding. No, but it's just
and you look great,
that,
Michelle,
like,
over the weekend.
She's trying to be innocent and just say Happy Mother's Day, and she gets arrested.
Yeah,
I
know.
Already said Happy Mother's Day to Mama Costa.
You look like you had a great time this weekend or last weekend with the benefit and charity.
Oh, I did.
You look so pretty.
Oh, thank you, and Cherry, that was so sweet. I mean, that Facebook message that you sent was. Really, really, really nice. And
you got my pictures from Rob, right?
From who?
Rob Terry.
No.
You know Rob Terry, right?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah, you do. He wrestles with Jesse.
Ooh, I love Rob Terry then.
Look in your private messages.
Ooh.
There's about 37 pictures.
Ooh. Are they naked, Joe?
No. I think I have the only naked picture of Jesse, but I would never put it up, even on his birthday.
I've never seen Jesse naked, so I wouldn't know.
No, I've got it. He used to do that modeling before.
Oh.
Big Brother.
He did?
Yeah, he did some
naked?
Modeling. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now you've got Michelle really curious.
A friend of all of ours that we all know, and I can't say the person's name, knew I liked Jesse and shot all these pictures to me. But I don't put them out. You know?
He must have thought, he or she must have thought you really liked Jesse.
No, I don't like him like that. I just like Jesse. I think he was great. And he's a good wrestler.
Like Rudy said, you didn't like him in a homosexual way.
Exactly. See, and you know what? Rudy would be the fucking favorite. God damn it, because we still talk about him. Good Lord.
God is right. Look in your private messages, Michelle. You'll find them there.
Oh, well, I'm
on Facebook.
Pretty, let's get the fuck off the air right now, Cherry.
And you'll go nuts. I know you will. You show your mom. Your mom might like them, too.
Whoa.
Well,
should we
check
it together or separate?
You all look at it first.
Some bad language on today's show. It's late, but I'm going to run this anyway.
I feel like I'm going to fart.
views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, really.
Well, once again, we've had a great Manic Monday, and I'm glad to be back because I missed you guys last week, and you guys know that next week's going to be still the bomb, and we don't even know what's going to happen next week. Good Lord, because if we did, Cherry would be sound-minded, and so would Paul. But I keep them on their toes, and I let them know last minute what happens, and still then, it changes. Show. Jody Arias, watch your ass.
We will.
Yeah, she'll be done by then.
We look forward to having Tala next week, and we apologize to those who.
Listen, she has a meeting. She's making moves, so God bless her. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. You know, when they first get off, they get a lot of opportunities.
That's right. She had told me she was like having a meeting, and I kind of figured like, hello, like it's Tala. She's probably having a meeting because she's awesome.
Right. Yeah. You never know what kind of opportunity may be coming her way right this very moment. So.
And she'll tell us all about it, Cherry.
Yeah, we might find out all kinds
breaking
of
news.
Great things. So,
always breaking news
here
on
next,
the
Monday
show.
So we get a lot of breaking news here. So that's right. Be here next Manic Monday to find out what Tala has to say.
Ooh.
So, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, be here for Tala and Michelle Cuesta, the Portuguese princess.
Ooh, ooh.
There you go. And make sure you join us here on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for our Survivor Caramel Show 2, hosted by Travis Bubba Sampson. Well, that's going to make it a wrap for us tonight. We are so
wrap it up and put a bow on it, baby.
I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron to close the show.
Tonight was a great show, and
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
That's right. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. Love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
So, thank you guys. Love you.
We love you all. Don't forget to stop